Was ich nicht was Avi Mori, Jakob Yisrael Pilchus, was ich nicht was Daniel, ich rede was Yoshua Falk. This week's Parsha's Korach. So we know there's a whole discussion in the beginning of the Parsha, Korach, the Kahuna, the Leviya, there's so many things to say. So at the end of the Parsha, it speaks about certain inyonim of Matnas Kahuna, things that you give to the Kohen. And one of the most common things that are mentioned in the end of the parsha is the pidyon haben, the concept that you give the kohen the money for the pidyon haben. And the Torah says in Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Zayin Ufiduyov b'mechodesh tifteh, that when he's ben chodesh, that's the when the child is a month old, so you have to do the pidyon haben. You know, and the Tosuk says it's heterechem. It's when it's the first child of the mother. You know, sometimes the child comes up when there's a when there's a miscarriage beforehand, depending upon how much the child was developed. I remember I had a Talmud once whose wife miscarried. And then, Baruch Hashem, after the miscarriage, she had a healthy child. But, you know, like when there's miscarriages, it's not something you announce to the whole world. You know, because whatever, it's a very sensitive thing. You know, I try to tell people that, you know, when they have miscarriages, and, you know, they're more often than you think, but no one, you know, doesn't know about it because, you know, but he didn't want people, obviously, he didn't want people to know about it. So the question is, there's certain, it depends on how developed the first child was, then whether the second child is still considered a peterechem. So if it was, you know, it was very developed, then it could be there's no pidyon haben at all for this, because he's not the first child. But if it was less, sometimes you do it without a bracha, and sometimes, so I once had this child, one of my Talmidim, so he didn't want people to know. And so depending upon how much developed the first child was, will determine, you know, how far into the pregnancy, whether we should do it at all, or we do it without a bracha. So it was a question, what was the development of that child? And so I asked him, so I was in the Lower East Side at the time. I see Rabbi Yellen, I think, in the Lower East Side. I was in the Lower East Side at the time. So in those days, you know, a lot of times I would walk to shul Shabbos morning with Rabbi David Feinstein. That was the two times that I had, you know, opportunities of Shabbos morning with Rabbi David Feinstein. He was walking to yeshiva. I was going to Young Israel with my in-laws. She was much further down. If you live, both Rav David and my in-laws live right off the FDR Drive, yeah. So it's a big walk. But his walk was even further. So Rav David said to me, you know, and this word is in the you know where it is. It's in the B'nai Yisoscha has it. That sometimes there's a suffic bracha. So, you know, there's some poskim, the Bnei Yisoscher was one of the early sources for this, is you say it from the Gemara. Like you open up the Gemara Psachim, the last daf of the Gemara Psachim, Amar Rav, you know, and then you read it from the Gemara. So when you read it from the Gemara, it's in the context of learning. So even though you might not be chayiv, you won't say it loud, so people are not going to realize you're reading it from the Gemara. So you read it from the Gemara, And then, so you, if you're chayiv in the bracha, so you said the bracha. If not, it's just in the context of learning. So that's what he suggested to do in that situation, to read the last Gemara in Pesachim. You don't have to read it, loud, so people are realizing that you're reading it from the Gemara. And then you say the brachas on the Pidyon HaBen. So, but like Rachel's pointed out, it's only if there are some shitas you can still make the bracha. If it's for sure you can't make the bracha, then as Rachel's pointed out, even these Rav Dovid and these others wouldn't tell you to do that. I had an experience myself once with this, and that was the following: when my father was Nifter a couple of years ago, so he passed away on Vav Nisan. He passed away on Vav Nisan, and then I got up from Shiva. It was right before Pesach, and I had to do so I got up, and that day I looked outside the window of my apartment and I saw the moon. And I said to myself, I didn't make Kiddush Levana. I wasn't thinking of Kiddush Levana. I was sitting Shiva. I wasn't thinking of Kiddush Levana. I said, so you know what? I'll do the Bedikas Chametz. And then after the Bedikas Chametz, I'll go out and be Mekadosh Levana. So I did the Bedikas Chametz. And then I went out to Mekadosh Levana. And sure enough, the Levana is not there. Levana is not there. And this was like one of the last nights that you could do it. So I asked Rav Harfenis, what should I do? So he said the same idea what Rav David said. A similar idea. Just say Kiddush Levana from the Rambam. So just read the halacha in the Rambam. And again, so if, because there are some, again, there are some shittas that you had that extra day. So even though that's not the Ikar Shita was over, but say it in the context of the Gemara, of the Rambam, so then it's not a bracha levatala. And if you chayiv, you could say it. And if not, not. And so that was the first night of the Pesach Seder. I had not been mechadesh levana, but could be you could still say it. And finally, first we confined it. Then we one of my kids found the levana, and I said it. But that's the idea that you, certain times you can't say bracha because it's in the context of you can't be mechadesh levana because it's too late. But according to one shita, you could still have that extra day. So then you could say it in the context of learning the Gemara or learning the Rambam. And then it's not a bracha levatala because you're saying it in the context of learning. And that was
Rabbi,
the
why wouldn't you do Kiddush Levana before a Bedikas Chametz? I mean, because one is every month, and one is going. You have the whole night to do Bedikas Chametz, but as soon as the moon
right. Well,
sets, you don't have
usually
the opportunity.
you're right, but Bedikas Chametz you're really supposed to do right away, right? Or Larbasa, both kibbutz of Chametz. You're really supposed to. It could be. I really should have. Maybe I should have done it, but that's what happened. I say because you Kiddush Bedikas Chametz is one thing that's brought down in poskim. You're dafka supposed to do it b'tchilas halayla. You're really not supposed to do anything before. So that's why. But and I figured, we always say, oh, the Levana will be there, but it's not always there. But you're right. Maybe I should have. But there is this idea that the poskim have that you should dafka do it or larbasar. The Ravid writes the beginning of the night. Dafka the beginning of the night, you should do it. So I said to myself, the halacha is that Kiddush Levana you're supposed to say when you're happy. That's why we do it Motzei Shabbos. It's Motzei Shabbos, wearing our Shabbos clothing, where we have a certain to be to mekabel the Pnei Hashchina, where in our Shabbos clothing, etc. So I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably, had this that I shouldn't say Kiddush Levana this month because I really didn't have that simcha. So, but on the other hand, he didn't want me to lose it, Lagamri. So I said it the next day, which is questionable in the context of the Rambam, so I didn't totally lose it, but I didn't get the full Kiddush Levana because of that. So the same thing when I had this Talmid who had the miscarriage, his wife had this miscarriage, and there was a question whether they should do it. So Rav Dov Feinstein said it to do it, in the context of the, because it could be that it wasn't formed enough to really have the chiyuv of it was at least a suffix on the bracha. So if you do the bracha in the context of just reading it from the Gemara, in a situation where there's a shita that you still could make the bracha, you can. So that was the idea. There's another interesting halacha that I don't know if everyone is familiar with. It's a Gemara in Gittin, and it's a fascinating halacha. If you look it up in Shulchan Aruch, I'll tell you where it is. It's in Reish Mem Tes Aleph, Beis. Or Chaim Reish Mem Tes Beis. It's a good halacha to know, and I don't. It's not a halacha that people know so much. And this is like this. It says like this: Oser Likboa Be'erev Shabbos Suda Umishte She'enu Rogil B'Me'achol Afilu Husudas Shabbos Kol Hayom B'Chlal Ha'Isr. Meaning like this: You're not allowed to make an elaborate meal on Friday. Friday, say you want to make a banquet. Someone's going away from the community, especially now it's long Fridays, and you want to make a meal, a celebration, somewhat not just a bagel and egg, but something more exquisite, and you want to do it on Friday. So, the halacha is this is brought down to Shulchan Aruch that it's not covered Shabbos to do something that you normally eat breakfast every Friday, so you can eat breakfast on Friday, of course, and but to do something that a meal that normally would not be done on Friday, you're doing it because you want to make a special for some reason, so that's not considered covered Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara says in Gittin on Lamed Ches that. That the families that did it, then they were, they didn't have good consequences for doing the. It's a lack of covered Shabbos. A lot of times people don't realize this. They want to make a nice chves, some type of exquisite banquet or something like that, and they want to do it on a Friday, and it's not pshat that they have to do it on Friday. It happened to be that Friday was convenient. You're not allowed to do it. It's considered a very big avera. To do such a thing, and even in the morning, normally the halachas of eating, like when you learn the Arvi Psachim, that you shouldn't eat, you shouldn't eat, Samach L'Mincha, things like that. But when you're doing something in an exquisite nature that you don't have to do, say for example, but say my first son was born on. On Friday. He was born on Friday. We had the bris on Friday. So that's fine. We had a nice bris milah on Friday, and we had a nice suda on Friday morning. But that's because that's the zman. That's the zman for the, so then you're allowed to do it because then that is the zman of having the suda. The 8th day came out on Friday. If the 8th day comes out on Friday, so then you make a nice, you can make a nice Suda's Bris Milah. Obviously it was in the morning, and it was a nice Suda's Bris Milah, but that's what it fell out on. That's what it fell out on. But if you're just making this banquet, a nice exquisite banquet, and nothing fell out specifically on that day, nothing fell out specifically on that day, so then the halacha is that you're not allowed to do it. It's considered a lack of Kavod Shabbos, and the Gemara says in Gittin, the families that did that and were not Nizar in this halacha were uprooted. Whatever. It was a big punishment for the lack of Kavod Shabbos. So, but if the mitzvah is chal on that day, you know, like the case I told you, when the mitzvah was that particular day, so then you could do it, because that's the day. You know, you can't. What do you want from me? It's chal on Friday. Like, you know,
Rabbi,
some of the.
could you have done the Seudas mitzvah for the bris Friday night?
The
Like they used to do the weddings?
Seudas, but since the mitzvah of the bris is no, it's Friday night. You're saying to do it Friday, right? So you're saying, why don't you do it Friday night, just like by a tainus, for example. If you have a bris milah and a tainus,
Right, you do
so then
Seudas in
they'll
the evening.
usually have it the night after. But no, so the answer is no, that you're allowed to do it since it's
Oh,
the
you're allowed to
mitzvah
do it,
is.
but
Now, the Magen Avraham here in Resh Mem Tes discusses what about if it's a milah shelo bezmana? Say, for example, the child was sick. Now, people have to realize that when a child is sick, there's two types of sicknesses. Is when it's chola kol gufo, you know, face this problem, you know, something more significant. So that even when he's getting better, even after he's better, he still can't do the bris milah for another 7 days less. Say, for example, the child wasn't well when he was born, and something significant, so it's called kol gufo. So then, even say he got better 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday, right? So then now he's better and he's ready to go. You can't give him the bris. You have to wait another seven. In other words, you have to go 7 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. That's when he got better, and it's way past the 8th day already because he was sick, so he couldn't have the bris bezmana. But now he's better. It's Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock. He got the green light that he's good. He still can't do the bris. You have to do what? 7 days later. So Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Sunday, Monday. You won't be able to do it till the next Tuesday after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have to have seven me'is la'is. Seven me'is la'is. Me'is la'is means the exact 24-hour period. So whenever he got better, you have to count seven intervals of 24 hours. And then you could do the bris milah. So if he got better on a Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, so Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Friday, Shabbos, Shabbos, Sunday, Sunday, Monday, the next Monday at 2 o'clock, not before that. That's when you can do the bris. That's when you can do the bris. Or he says, but sometimes when it's not chol gufo, like it's a yellow baby, so, and it's not, there's a question, maybe it's extremely yellow, then maybe it's considered chol gufo, but if it's not, then once he gets fully better, then you could do the bris right then and there. You don't have to wait now another. Was the idea being when there was chol gufo, so when he gets better, it's kilu, now he's born. Again, you know, now he's born, and now, so it's always important to know when a person, you know, what kind of sickness there is, because sometimes the bris milah will be postponed for 7 more days, seven me'is la'is, even after he's better. And sometimes, as soon as he's better, fully better, you can do it right away, depending upon whether it's a chol gufo or not. But the Magen Avraham says, and what happens if it falls out on Friday? In other words, the postponed bris. So there are some shittos hold that you never do a postponed bris on Friday. You know, that's the Taz shita. That if the bris is postponed, then you don't do it on Friday because it's not on Shabbos for the baby, whatever. Just like you don't go on a boat trip before, you know, Shabbos, because you can get seasick on Shabbos. So, but many hold that you could have the bris on Friday also. But say you do have the bris on Friday, what about the Suda? So the Magen Avraham says, even if the bris is postponed, it's not the 8th day on Friday. It's not the 8th day on Friday, but it's postponed. But now he's better, whatever, you know, the cheshbons are for the different types of illnesses. And now they're having the bris on Friday, according to the Shita, that you could have a postponed bris on Friday. And now they want to have the Suda. You could have the Suda also, because that's the now is the zman of the mitzvah. So you can have the Suda. So even though you're going to make a nice bris milah, even though you're going to make a nice bris milah, but nonetheless, you could do it on Friday, because that's, in other words, not only if the 8th day is on Friday. But what about Pidyon HaBen? So Pidyon HaBen is a whole discussion, different shitas about when is Pidyon HaBen. Some say it's day 31, some say it's 20. You know, it's complicated. But whatever the zman is, say it's day 31, and day 31 falls out on Friday. I once was at a Pidyon HaBen on this type of year. It was a long Friday, and they had Pidyon HaBen on Friday. The advantage, you know, with my son was that we had his bris milah was on Friday. The advantage is if you have the bris milah on Friday, the Pidyon HaBen is on Sunday. And that's the most preferred day, you know, to have a Pidyon HaBen. I'm saying for the Baal HaMatzeh, I'm saying, because, you know, people like Sunday, you know, a day off, you know, you're not in a rush, you can have, you know, you can go, whatever. So we had the Pidyon HaBen on Sunday. But what if the Pidyon HaBen is on Friday? So then the Magen Avraham says like this. The Magen Avraham says that you can only do a Pidyon HaBen on Friday if that was the first day, like day 31. But say the Pidyon HaBen was postponed. For some reason, it was not done in the earliest possible time. So then the Magen Avraham says, then it's not right to do it on Friday. Says Pidyon HaBen she'ovar zmano also la'asosu be'erev Shabbos. Meaning you can't do, mean not that you can't do the Pidyon HaBen, you can't do the Suda. You can't do the Suda. But Mila, even if the Zman passed and now he got better, so it's not the 8th day, then you could do the Suda on Friday. Because that's what the Magen Avraham says. Again, in other words, to make a banquet that you don't necessarily have to do on Friday, a special banquet, you want to do it on Friday, that's not proper. Even if you do it in the morning, it's not proper to do a special thing. In other words, if you're minog, every Friday you eat tchveis, you have lunch, pizza, good, you know, enjoy. You know, that's not something special. But if you have a special banquet, a special suda, you know, of substance, for an occasion that you decided that it's more convenient to have it on Friday, it's an Isser Gomer to do it on Friday. I remember once somebody in the family was, they were going to make a birthday party for somebody in the family, and it was Erev Yontif, and I was very strong that we should not do it on Erev. It was an Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif shouldn't do it because this could be a violation of this halacha. But if a bris milah falls out, if it's the day, then for sure. And even if it's not the day, it got postponed because of illness, and now this became the day. Also, you could do have the suda on Friday. But by a pidyon haben, you could. The Magen Avraham says only if the pidyon haben falls out on, you know, that day, the day 31, falls out on Friday, could you do it? But if it was already for some reason, you know, Pidyon HaBen has nothing to do with sickness. The baby can be, sometimes a person does a Pidyon HaBen even before the Bris Milah. The child is not well, so, and they're not doing the Bris Milah for some, you know, for reason, some time in the future, for whatever the complication is. But the Pidyon HaBen has nothing to do with, if you live till day 31, so then, you know, you could do the Pidyon HaBen. But the Suda, the Magen Avraham says, only if it's Mamish Bismano. But if it's not Bismano, then not. Then you shouldn't do the, you could have the Pidyon HaBen on that day, but you shouldn't have the Suda, because there's no Hechuk. You see, Pidyon HaBen also is different than Bris Milah. When it comes to Pidyon HaBen, there's a discussion in the Poskim. How strict are we that you should dafka do it on the first, you know, available time? Some shittas hold the Tanya Rabasi Lavush says no, you have to do it on the first day, and if you postpone it, every day that you postpone it, you violate a mitzvah sesek. And some say no. The Torah never said in this week's parsha. It just says, "Do you have milchon shtiftet?" This is the beginning of the time. You can do it any time. It's the beginning of the time. And some say no. You should do it on the first day. But if you didn't do it on the first day, day 31, then it doesn't matter 32, 33, 34, if you're not doing it on that day. So again, one opinion says that once the 31st day comes, now you can do it anytime you want. You don't have to do it necessarily right away. Another shita says that you should do it the first day, but once you don't do it the first day, then you could postpone it even further. And the other shita says that every day you have to that only on the first day you have to do it once it's postponed. Another shita says there's no specific zman. That once the day came, that means now you're able to do it. You want to wait till the 40th day? But the Maram Shik says even the shitas that hold that you don't have to do it right away, it's still proper. You should make sure to do it. You should make sure to do it as soon as possible. And I think that's a big, Musar Haskil that, a lot of times people just leave things over and they just, once you leave things, if you have that thing of leaving things over, then a year later they still didn't do it. You know what I mean? So our attitude should always be, if you have a mitzvah bol yadcha, al tachmitzena, that a mitzvah that comes to your opportunity, so try to do it, as soon as possible. So by bris milah, it's much more chomer. Because bris milah has to dafka for sure be done on the eighth day unless there's a sickness. But pinyan ben is a machlokes, whether you dafka have to do it the day 31 or day 31 you could wait. But the Maram Shuk says even if you hold you could wait, you still that's from the mitzvah. The concept of ushmartim as matzos. The Mechilta says matzos is mitzvos. Mitzvah habol yadcha al tachmitzena. That you shouldn't let the mitzvah ferment. Just like a matzah, when you're baking matzah, if you don't bake it right away, it's going to become chametz. So the same thing with a mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, do it. Don't be negligent. And this reminded of a Ramban in the Torah. Of Shechta's quote is Ramban. It's an interesting Ramban. And I think it's worthwhile to make note of this Ramban. The Ramban is in Parshas Tzav, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin. It's about the Korban Shlomim. We know the Korban Shlomim is Kachim Kalim. It's interesting. So the Korban Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night in between, right? Like, Kochi Kochim is eaten for, it's 1 day, but the Kochim Kalim is 2 days. By Korban Todah is an exception, like the Nitziv and the Bar Panel point out. A Korban Todah, we don't have the 2 days because we want you to invite more people. Because Korban Todah is like a Sudas Hodah. So we want you to invite more people. So therefore, if you have to eat it all, in 1 day and a night, so then you can invite more people to make sure it's eaten on time. But if we give you the extra time to eat, then you won't invite as many people because you have an extra day. So with Korban Todah, you don't have that extra day, So therefore, you'll invite more people. But Shlomim, it says you have 2 days. So the Pasuk says that you can eat it Yom Zivcho Yachal u'mamachos. And also mimenu yachal. In other words, and what's left over from the first day, you could eat it on the second day. So the Ramban says it's an interesting lashon. Hanosa. Nosa usually means when it's after the zman of the korban, then it becomes pasul. But the same word of nosa when the korban is pasul is used for the second day. Now I would have thought the second day is just as good as the first day. You have 2 days to eat the Korban Shlomim and a night in between. So whatever you want, whatever's convenient for you. So there says the Ramban in Tzav, Hayah b'mashmir sheyeh mitzvah sheyochal b'shnei yomim. Yochal miktsasu b'yom rishon, yaniach miktsasu l'machar. So that's why the Torah says no. V'anosa mimenu b'rishon yeochal, machar shloshe yashar mimenu b'kavana. In other words, really, you should eat it the first day. Whatever is left for the second day is still, by shlomim, you could still eat it. But the Torah still calls it like noser. So it's left over, meaning it's not the preferred way. The preferred way is if, you know the expression, if you could do it today, don't wait till tomorrow. And that's, you know, an attitude that people should have. So by certain mitzvahs, like by Bris Milah, it's very much, you know, an imperative, which is a dinner by Yom HaShemini. And if you don't do it on Yom HaShemini, you lose out. But by Pidyon HaBen, there's some say that we should treat it the same as Bris Milah. Some say no, Pidyon HaBen is just the beginning to do it on the 31st. And then once the 31st came, now you're eligible. Now do it whenever. Now do it whenever. So the Maram Shik says no. But even though technically mitzvah the mitzvah, you can do it whenever, according to that opinion, mitzvah bo liyot chal tach mitzenah. Just like what the Ramban says, that by shlomim, even though it's eaten by the second day, the Torah calls the second day hanosar. What's left over, so hanosar is usually a lashon from psul, that's mamish iser to eat. Here, it doesn't mean it's an iser to eat, but it means it's not the preferred thing. Because the preferred thing is, if you can do something today, don't wait till tomorrow. And that's a big yisod. You know, that sometimes, you know, you have to wait or whatever, you know, whatever. There could be an onus in this. But the attitude that people have is, you know, we can push things off. There's a vort, the Pasuk in Mishlei from Rav Matl Katz, the Rosh Yeshivan tells. The Pasuk says, Omar Otzel, Ari Bachutz. The lazy person says, there's a lion outside my house. What does that mean? It means that a person made up. He's going to be at a certain place at a certain time, and he doesn't show up. So the lazy person says, you know why I didn't show up? There was a lion outside my house. And I had a good reason. I had a good reason. So Rav Matl Katz asked the following question. If there was really a lion there, so what do you want? And if it's, you know, so then he has an excuse. And if not, if there wasn't a lion there, then he's not an otzel, he's a shakran. So what's the, so the Rav Matl Katz says, if a person, I can't say in all cases, but in many cases, a person wants to get something done. If it's important, he gets it done. If he's lazy, he'll always find the excuse. But if he's a person that, you know, is not lazy, wants to get it done, he'll figure out, he'll go through a back door, and he'll figure out how to do it. It's like the Bris Kerov once said, I heard from Rav Meir Scheinberg, that's how Bris Kerov once said, a certain person was supposed to do something, and it was going to be a difficult time to do it, whatever the thing was. And the Bris Kerov said in Yiddish, Zoch nicht, ich ken nicht, Zoch ich will nicht. Don't say you can't do it, say you don't want to do it. Because if you really, as Rav Meir Scheinberg would say, because if you really want to do it, ain't dover omid lifnei haratzon. A lot of times they say, oh, I can't do it. You can't do it without putting in effort. But if you put in effort, you'll be able to do it. So the same thing we learn out, you know, the Ramban says. And that's the Ramban's vort. That waiting for the second day, that's called noser. Even though it's mutter. It's not like that it's real noser. But the second day, the Torah calls it Vanosar Mimanu. You could eat it, but that's only when it comes to, but the real halacha is you could really do it both days. So the same thing by Pidyon HaBen. And even that some shittos hold that you got to mamash make sure, and that's what we Rabbi Gedalia Oberlin always says: you should make sure to do it right away, shouldn't wait. But Pidyon HaBen is not as chomer as Bris Milah in this regard, but nonetheless, you know, as the Maram Shuk says, always have the idea of that if you can do something today, do it today. Don't wait, you know, make sure to, and that's the, and that's where Matul Katz is where. Omer Otzel, the Otzel says, Ari Bachutz. And it's true, there was an Ari Bachutz. But if you really had that drive, then you would make sure to get it done nonetheless. You'll figure out how to do it. But if you want an excuse, there'll always be excuses. And that's what the Brisker Rav said. Don't say you can't do it. Say you don't want to do it. So Vilnish. And I don't want to do it. And that's the idea here. But
I just
Pidyon HaBen.
add just the Aruch HaShulchan and Reish Gan Tess also add Sudas Bar Mitzvah if it's Bisman.
Right, Sudas Bar Mitzvah Bisman.
Bisman, right. Is
Yeah,
that
so that,
maybe
yeah.
come up on Yerush Yaskilo Kodem Chatzos, right? But or at least V'chol HaPachos Kodem Asiris.
Right, yeah. Yeah, every once in a while, people, you know, the old minhag in Europe was people got married on Friday, but they had the Suda Friday night. Friday night. They had the Suda, and that was because of poverty, because
Poverty, right, I was going to say.
people wanted to have the Suda Shabbos. They didn't have enough money to spend on the Suda Shabbos and the Suda's Chasana. So they would do,
So,
they would have the.
I was in Florence and they have the museum of the, and they had a lot of ksuvas listed there. And a lot of them were Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, even
Yeah.
that they had, people got married.
Right.
So.
Now, Ryan Soloveitchik, one of his daughters, he made the chasana on the Friday, but I think the grandson told me that it was because it was like by Omer or something like that. I mean, well, it was, I don't think. But...
I was hoping during COVID that people would have gotten the habit of doing that, and we would have
And then
broke
it
the
would
habit of
come,
having.
and you would like
Co
that.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, but, the mice, it's whatever. It didn't become right. Like I we were learning a tshuva this week with my talmidim about somebody was making a chasana on Motzai Shabbos. I told my talmidim today, come on, no one makes a chasana on Motzai Shabbos, but people used to make not necessarily the shrimp people, but you know, I guess it was smaller chasanas and they. This you're making a Motzei Shabbos, there was likely to be preparation on Shabbos day for it, which will be a problem. But and Pidyon HaBen very often is made later in the day. It's not like Bris Milah where it's made in the morning. There's different opinions of you know how to calculate the 31 days or the 29, you know, different, but so sometimes they do it. Like for our son, we made the pidyon HaBen in the afternoon, the Sunday afternoon, like 2 o'clock or something like that. The Maram Shik has a discussion. So, what right do we have to eat? Normally, the thought is you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah, because you might forget to do the mitzvah. So the Maram Shik says, what if you have your pidyon HaBen in the afternoon and you're going to eat breakfast? I have to say is, you know, a meal for breakfast. So what's the heter? So he says, no, the idea of not eating before a mitzvah is it by a mitzvah that once you miss today, the mitzvah will never come back. Say, for example, you didn't say Kriya Shema today. So tomorrow you'll have another mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but it's another mitzvah. It's not today's mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema on, you know, on June 23rd, 2023, will never come back again, even though there'll be. So therefore, you can't eat before because you might forget to do it. But by Bris Milah Pidyon HaBen, the Maram Shik says that even though you're supposed to do it today, and the Yom Shmini is supposed to do it today, but you'll still have the opportunity to do that same mitzvah tomorrow. So therefore. It's not as chomer in terms for the iser of eating before the mitzvah. So therefore, if you made a pidyon HaBen in the afternoon, you could have breakfast in the morning, and you don't have to, even if it's a meal, And you know, because if you even if you miss it, you'll be able to do the same mitzvahs coming back to your door tomorrow. But Kriya Shema, even though Kriya Shema is going to come back tomorrow, but a new Kriya Shema, a new Chiv Kriya Shema. Every day is Mechayev a new Kriya Shema. The Mechayev Kriya Shema that we had today will never come back again in history. So therefore, you have to be so careful not to eat before, not to eat before. You know, it becomes, you know, difficult when you make early Shabbos. You have to make sure that you're not starting the meal within a half an hour of Tzeis HaKochavim, because that would be a violation of eating before Kriya Shema. And that's more chomer to start a meal, because again, tonight's Kriya Shema will never come back again, even though Kriya Shema will come back to every day, but it's a new Kriya Shema. But Mila, if you didn't do a meal today, that same Mila is knocking on your door tomorrow. That same Pidyon HaBen is knocking on your door. Even though by Mila it's you know it's Yom Shmini, it's Yom Shmini is not coming back, but still it's the general mitzvah is that same mitzvah is coming back. So therefore it is more lenient in terms of the eating before the mitzvah. But it's a big Musar Haskel that people have to be, you know, to be mezareis, to do something in a timely fashion. Again, sometimes you have to be postponement for good reason, you know. So if there's good reason, there's good reason. But as Rav Yaakov Ariel said, the good reason shouldn't be atzlus. It should be that there's real, legitimate. But as Rav Matl Katz said, a lot of times people give excuses, but it's just excuses. It's all about atzel. The atzel says the Ari is bachutz. But if he's not atzel, the Ari will be bachutz, but he'll still figure out how to get it done.